The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha Shalach. At the end of the Parsha, we have a Parsha which deals with the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is in Bamidbar Tesvav Posuk Lamed Zayin. States as follows. We're all very familiar with it. We say it Shachris and Arvis every morning and every evening. Vayim Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem said to Moshe saying, Daber el bnei Israel, speak to the children of Israel, v'yomata lehem, and say to them, v'asu lehem tzitzis, and you shall make tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem l'derison, on the corners of your garments, for generations. The nosno al tzitzis hakonof, and you shall place on the tzitzis, which is on the corner, psilt cheles, a string or a cord of blue. Vahoyo lechem tzitzis, and these tzitzis shall be urisem esoy, in order that you can see them. Uzchatem is called mitzvah Hashem, and you will remember all of the mitzvahs Hashem, vasisem esom, and then you shall fulfill them. And you shall not be turned towards the direction of your heart or of your eyes, asher atem zonim achareihem, which you will go astray after them. Leman tizkru v'asisem is called mitzvosoi, in order that you shall remember and do all of my mitzvahs, v'isem kedeshim lelekechem, and you shall be sanctified to your God, to their God, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am the Lord their God. Asher Oitzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, who has brought you out of Egypt, Liyos Lochem Lelekim, in order to be for you a God. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am the Lord your God. Right, this is the parsha of Tzitzis. Rama brings in Hilchot Tzitzis in the beginning mitzvahs esse la'asei tzitzis al kanfei ha'ksus, the positive commandment to make tzitzis on the corner of your garment. Onof she'esin al knaf ha'beged min ha'beged, the onof. An onof means like a branch of a tree or a foliage which we make on the corner of our garment from the material of the garment. Hu hanikra tzitzis. This is what is called tzitzis. Mipnei shehudeme letzitzis shel reish, because it is similar to the tzitzis of the reish, to the hair of the head. As it states, shem nema vayikocheni b'tzitzis reishi, and he took me by the hair of my head. And what the Rambam is doing actually is quoting a Gemara in Masechet Menachos. The Gemara in Masechet Menachos on Mem Beis Reish Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, what does it mean, the word tzitzis? And it brings from Yecheskel. Yecheskel had a mara. He had a vision of Hashem. And in this vision of Hashem, Vayishlach Tavnis Yod, he said that he saw an image of Hashem. Then he saw a tavnis yod, like a hand, come towards him. Vayikocheni b'tzitzis reishi, and this hand took Yecheskel hold by the hair of his head. Vatisa esi, and he lifted me up. This is the image he had. He lifted me up to the heavens. So we see, what does the word tzitzis mean? From the word tzitzis reishi, the hair of a head. V'zeh ha'onuf hu hanikra loven, and this branch, this, what is similar to a foliage that we have coming out of our garment, this is called loven. This is called, the Gemara refers to this as the loven, as the white. Mipnei she'ein onu metzuvin letzevei, because this string, we do, or this cord, we do not have to color, we do not have to dye. Ve'ein lechutia onof minyan min haTorah. And you, there is no amount that you have to put in according to the Torah. Our custom is that we put in on each corner four strings. Put in four strings and we double it over, so we have eight. Now, today, they're all loven. They're all white, as we'll see in a minute. But the number of loven that you have to put in, the Rambam brings that there is no particular number. But leichin chut semer shenitzba ke'ein harakia. Then you take, now the loven does not have to be from wool, as the Rambam mentioned. It can be from wool, or it can be from any material that the garment itself is made from. But then we were commanded to take another chut, another thread, a string, semer. This one has to be wool. Shenitzbak ein harakia, and it was dyed in the color of the rakia of the sky. Bekorchin I say hala onuf, and then we would twine it around the other onuf. Bechutzehu anikra tcheles, and this string is called tcheles. So this is what it means in the Torah when it says that. The Torah tells us, "Osu lehem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem ledei rishon." First, you shall make the tzitzis on the corner of your garment. Then, "V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof," and then you shall place on the tzitzis in your corner a psil tcheles, a cord of blue. Nimtzo, the Rambam continues, "Ve'en leminyan akriche shekerech chutzeh." Now, the cord of blue would be braided, wound around the cord of white, or as many cords of white as you wanted. But there is no particular number, shir min haTorah, that were required from the Torah. Nimtza mitzvah zu shnei tzivuim. So Rambam continues. So it comes out that this mitzvah is a mitzvah with two commands in it. Shiyasa lalakon of onof yetzim imano. That firstly, you shall make on the corner some type of string, a branch that comes from it, that comes from the same material as the garment. And then to wind or twine around that branch another one, which is tcheles. Shenema, as it states, vosalem tzitzis v'nosna al tzitzis hakonof psil tcheles. V'hatcheles eine me'akeves aloven, v'aloven eine me'akeves hatcheles. One, though, does not, the absence of one does not prevent you to fulfill the mitzvah with the other. Ketzad, for example, Hare Shein Leitcheles, if you don't have the blue wool that we're referring to, so then Isin Loven Levadoi, then you make your tzitzis out of the white alone. Vecheni Mosel Loven Utcheles, or for example, if you made the white and the blue wool, Venivsaka Loven, and now the white was torn off, Venismayet Arakonov, was torn off all the way to the corner, v'nisha atcheles levadoi, and then the blue alone remained. It's kosher. Afal pishein echod mehen me'akev eschaveirei. Incidentally, the tcheles was not merely a piece of wool that was dyed blue, the color of the rakia, but it had to be dyed with the dam achalozon. The achalozon was a certain creature which the Gemara says would look like a dog. It was a dog, or it looked like a dog. It looked like a fish. And its color was blue. And it was found in the sea. And it would come up once every 70 years. It seems to be a question in the Rishonim if it would come up to the top of the sea once every 70 years, or if it would come up onto the land once every 70 years. And from its blood, you would get this dye, which we'll speak about a little later. It's interesting, the Rambam later, he brings that it was found in Yam HaMelech. It was found in the Yam HaMelech, which is what we know as the Salt Sea or the Dead Sea. I'm not an expert when it comes to oceans, but I was always under the impression that there's not much living in the Dead Sea.
But anyhow,
evidently this is living in the Dead Sea. Now, even though, as we mentioned, the absence of one does not invalidate the mitzvah, but nevertheless, they are not considered two mitzvahs. Elo, mitzvah achas, mitzvahs esse achas, they are only considered one mitzvah. That means that even though you could fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis with one part and not the other, with either the tchelis, the blue, or the loven, or the white, they are not considered two mitzvahs, but rather they're considered two parts of one mitzvah, which one part, the absence of one, does not invalidate the fulfillment through the other. Omru Chachomim, our sages said, Arishayim, V'hoyu lachem letzitzis, melamed shishne mitzvah achas. As it states in the Torah, that both the loven and the tchelis shall be tzitzis, both of them make up one mitzvah. But arbet tzitzis mark v'zuzu, shar boson mitzvah achas. Now the Torah said we must place it on four corners. That is one mitzvah. It's not four mitzvahs. When you put it on four corners of a garment, that's not four mitzvahs, but that's one mitzvah. And there is ma'ak v'zu v'zu. There, one invalidates the other. That means that if you have a talis that has tzitzis on three corners and not on the fourth, now you cannot wear it. It must be on all four. Incidentally, we're only commanded to place it on four corners and on all four corners. But the Gemara says, therefore, that if you have a garment that has three corners, then you're not obligated in tzitzis. But if you have a garment that has five corners, you are obligated in tzitzis. Not on all five corners, but on four of the corners. Vahalevish talis shiesh beloven o tcheles o shnehem ke'echod. And therefore, someone who wears a talis that has the white in it or the blue in it, the white tzitzis or the blue tzitzis, or shneihem keachod, or has both, harekayim mitzvahs esse achas. He has fulfilled one mitzvah. So today we don't have the tchelis. Nevertheless, we still fulfill the mitzvah with the loven. But if it's better that if you had the tchelis also, or if you had only tchelis, you would fulfill one mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of tzitzis. So this is what I quoted was actually the first five halachos, which the Rambam brings in Hilchos Tzitzis. This is a brief description
of the mitzvah.
Now, we said that what does the word tzitzis mean? It's a strange word.
And as mentioned, the Rambam, the Gemara,
says it comes from the posuk, Vayikocheni tzitzis reishi, or it means something which comes out, which extends, like a growth.
Like a branch of a tree,
or foliage. And therefore, they brought from the posuk of Yecheskel, where
he referred to the hair which grew
from his head as tzitzis. We have the Maral adds another posuk that we see the same thing. This is a posuk which states tzitz hasode,
which means the foliage that grows in the field.
Rashi in Chumash brings this drosha here, but he brings a second drosha. He doesn't write where he brings it from, but it's for sure he brings it from a medrash. And he says, he brings the posuk from Shira Shirin Beis, Beis posuk tes, Meitzitz Minacharakim. There it means to gaze, to see. Meitzitz Minacharakim means someone who he is looking through the lattice.
He is looking there, speaking about Mashgiach
Minachalenis, he is looking through the windows, he is looking through the lattice.
So we have a second meaning to the
posuk of,
to the word of tzitzis.
From the word Istaklus Uriah, to see. And this, no doubt,
then is referred to Urishema Isai, that you shall see them.
So we have two definitions in the word of tzitzis. Either it means
something which grows,
Tzitzis reishi tzitzas sode, something which extends, or it means loshen ria, to see, meitzitz min acharakim. Now, we'll ask a few questions. Firstly, what are the shayochas? What's the shayochas of these two droshes together? What is the relationship between these two droshes? The word tzitzis encompasses two meanings: a growth, an extension, and to gaze, to see. What is the link, the relationship between these two definitions that the word tzitzis encompasses? Secondly, Pasuk states, Urishem Eishoi, you shall see them, you shall see it, Uzchatem is called Mitzvah Hashem, and you shall fulfill all of the Mitzvahs Hashem, Vasisem Eishoi, and you shall do them. Then it states, you shall not go after your heart or your eyes, which you go astray afterwards. Why does it have to say both aspects? Firstly, you shall see and you shall do. And then it states that you shall not go after your heart and you shall not go after your eyes, which you go astray afterwards. What do we need both this and the converse? A third question. The following pasuk seems to repeat itself. Leman tiskru v'asisem is called mitzvosoi, in order that you shall remember and do all of my mitzvahs. Well, this is what the pasuk before said. So this seems to be repetitious. Another question. Then it states v'isem k'deishim lelekechem, and you shall be sanctified to your God. What does that have to do with it? And then another question. It states Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice in the pasuk. The last pasuk it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God. Hashem Elokeichem Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim, that has taken you out of Egypt, Yois Lachem Lelokim, to be your God. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and again I am the Lord your God. Why twice? It would be sufficient to say once I am the Lord your God. And then another question: what does Yitzias Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt, have to do with this? So I'll repeat the questions. Firstly, the word tzitzis encompasses two meanings: an extension or a growth which comes out of something, and also histaklus ria, to see. So what is the link between these two meanings, which both the word tzitzis encompasses? A second question: it states that the purpose of the tzitzis is to see them and to remember and do all of my mitzvahs. And then it states the opposite side, in order that you shall not go after your heart and your eyes and be led astray by them. Why do we need both aspects? Then the next pasuk states, in order that you shall remember and do all of my mitzvahs. So that's repetitious. Then it states, V'yisem k'deishim lelekechem, you shall be sanctified to your God. Why is that put right here? Then it states Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Rotzeis Yischem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God, it states twice. And then it speaks about the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt. What does that have to do with this? Now there's no doubt that every word is darshaned, is expounded, and we learn many halachas from every word. But here I'm speaking about the simple meaning. See, how would we understand the simple meaning of this? Let's see if during the course of this year we can answer these questions. The purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah tells us, it says, Urishem. Tzitzis are there in order that you shall see them. This is the purpose of the mitzvah. Why should we see them? States Urishem Eishoi. Because if you will see them, then you will remember. Skatim is called Mitzvah Hashem, va'asisem Eishoi, and then you will do. So three things are mentioned: Urishem Eishoi, you shall see them; Uskatem, and you shall remember the Mitzvah Hashem; va'asisem Eishoi, and you shall do. So the Gemara brings, again in Menachos, Mem Gimel Lamed Beis, that Hariya may be Lidei Zechira, Vizchira may be Lidei Asiya. You know, in English there's a phrase, a saying, out of sight, out of mind. It comes from the Torah. Hariya maybe l'day zechira. When you see,
then you will remember. If you don't see, you don't remember.
Seeing brings to remembering.
Remembering brings to doing. Therefore, the Torah
wanted us to have tzitzis in order that we should see, uschatem esoi, urisem esoi,
in order that we should remember,
because seeing brings to remembering, uschatem, it's called mitzvahs Hashem, you should remember the mitzvahs.
And why should we remember the mitzvahs? Vasisem esoi,
in order to do them. We don't see, we're not going to remember. Out of sight is out of mind. And if we don't remember them, we're not going to do them. So, the purpose of the mitzvah, the Torah tells us, is to see. And the purpose of seeing is to ultimately bring you to remember and to do the mitzvahs. Now, with this, we understand why the definition of tzitzis, the second definition of tzitzis that Rashi brings, meitzis min acharakim. See, the word tzitzis means to see, because this is the purpose of the mitzvah. Now, this power to see, the power of sight, is something which we must not underestimate. It has a great power. And not only is it something which we might think is physical, but actually it's spiritual. The Gemara brings in Masechta Nida Daf Lamed that the person has physical components and he has spiritual components. The mother and father give to the child physical components, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu contributes to the child spiritual components. And amongst those that are mentioned in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's contribution is Riya, the power of sight. In other words, what we mean, it's not purely physical. The fact is, the Maral writes in a place that physically alone, it would be impossible for such a small organ to be able to see so much and so far. But that's only because it has also spiritual energies and powers together. So therefore, sight is something which we must not take lightly. And when a person sees, it's not, we could understand sight as something which is totally external from the person. It's not something which enters the body. When he eats, we know that enters the body. If he eats poison, he's going to poison himself. If he eats something nutritious, it'll make the body strong. Sight is something that we would say is purely external. What he sees is outside of the body. It's not nichnas lefim, does not go into the body, and therefore it doesn't affect him that way. This is not true. What he sees makes an impression on his heart. As it states that ha'einayim ra'is v'halev chemet, the eyes see and cause the heart to desire.
So it makes an impression on the heart.
It makes an impression on the mind. As it states, urisem esoi uschatem.
He should see and he'll remember. Remembering.
This is in the mind, this is in the brain. And when we're saying it makes an impression, we're not saying it makes some type of imaginary impression, some type of psychological. No, it makes an impression. It makes a physical imprint in the brain. Scientists are finding this out today. That anything that a person saw becomes locked in the brain. And through touching, writing, areas of the brain, 50 years later, that vision will come back to the person.
And it makes also an imprint on the neshama, on the soul. Because this is the keyach ha'riyah. Riyah is something that has a spiritual power.
Therefore, do not underestimate the power of sight.
And one must be very, very careful with his power of sight as to what he sees and what he doesn't see.
Here, from there we understand that it's actually something strange, and the Briskerov, asks it, that when Yaakov heard that Yosef was still alive, after he hadn't heard from him for so many years. So Yaakov said, that when they told him that Yosef was still living and he's the ruler over all of Egypt, he said, let me go down and see him before I die. So you see, Yaakov was not only it didn't only suffice to know, but he wanted to go and see him before he died. And then a little further, when he did see Yosef, this is in Parshas Vayigash, Perek Memhei, and then the Perek Memhei. Then when he did go see him, so Yaakov said, this is in Perek Membov, Posuk Lamed, that Yaakov said, there's two interpretations in this, but the Targum said, even if I would die twice, or if I would die now, I'm comforted. Because I have seen your face, ki ot chochoi, that you are still alive. So the Briskerov asks, what was the emphasis? Because I have seen your face. What did that add? The answer is, as we're saying, seeing is a kesher, seeing is a bond. It's not something which is external. You saw someone, but it didn't enter the body. Sight becomes a part of a person. Yaakov wanted to see Yosef again before he died because he wanted that bond with Yosef. By seeing him, it would become part of Yaakov. Not externally, internally. It would become part of Yaakov.
And now he says, now that I saw your face,
that's an achoma, even if I would die now. The same thing is the converse. When it comes to seeing,
there's two ways, two directions.
Seeing something which is good, like Yaakov seeing the face of Yosef,
or
seeing the tzitzis and remembering Hashem's mitzvahs.
And this becomes a good part of the person.
And to the converse, seeing something that's evil.
And this also will become a part of the person.
Just like if you eat poison
that poisons the body,
if you see something which is evil, that can be destructive to the person. This is what a Chazal tell us, for example, Al yistakel b'fnei rosho. A person should be careful that he should not be mistakel b'fnei rosho. He shall not
look into the face, gaze into the face of an evil person. Or it brings many cases
where there were certain rishoyim, very evil people, and the
sages refused to look at them. They didn't want to look at them.
that's for this reason. Because seeing evil, seeing kedusha, seeing sanctity, that will become part of the person. Seeing evil, that also will become part of the person. There's a maral in the Siva Tshuva where he brings that to do an aveira with a body does less damage to the person than to do an aveira with the eyes. Why? Because the eyes are at a higher level than the body. The physical body, that's the fundamental level of the human being. So if you do an aveira at that level, it remains a physical aveira. But if you do an aveira with the eyes, he says, then it's nichnas benefesh, it goes into the inner parts of the nefesh and of the neshama, of the soul of the person. And that's worse. So these are the two drachim. Now we can understand the doubleness, the dualness of the posuk. The posuk comes and tells us, "Vayalechem tzitzis," and what shall these tzitzis be for? Urishemesh, that you shall look at them. Now, when you look at tzitzis, so you're looking at something good. By looking at the tzitzis, uschatim is called mitzvah Hashem. Then you remember all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Sechira, it will make an imprint on your mind, and the keach hazikorim. Out of mind, out of sight. Out of sight, out of mind. But if it's in sight, it's in mind. And then it will come to action. Vasishemeshon. Now, just like these gazing at the tzitzis will cause you to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, they will also cause you not to do averus. It will cause you also not to follow your heart and your eyes, which you go astray. Now here Rashi brings with the Gemara that says, "Einayim rois leiv chemed." When the eyes see, the heart desires. But if a person sees something which he shouldn't see, this also makes an imprint on him, as we mentioned. And it'll make an imprint on his nefesh, on his innermost parts, and on his heart. And it'll bring desire to his heart. Person sees, he goes to the marketplace, and he sees all type of things that he can't afford, and he looks at them, and the next thing you know, he wants them. Till he saw them, he didn't want them. It's out of sight, out of mind. Now he sees them, all of a sudden he wants them, and all of a sudden he needs them. And he's coerced into buying them or into taking them. Chemdo, desire. A person looks at someone else's wife, and he looks more than he should look. And all of a sudden, he desires her. And people come to kill because of these desires. The keahariya, the power of sight, is an enormous power. So therefore the Torah tells you both ways. These tzitzis are to look at, and through them you remember the mitzvahs of Hashem to do. And then also it will protect you from seeing things that you shouldn't see and that your heart should not desire, which will make you go astray. In other words, use your eyes to see things that you should see, and that will bring you to action, good action. And don't use your eyes to see things that you shouldn't see, which will bring you to she'atem zoni machareihem, which will lead you astray. The Gemara brings it could even lead you to idolatry. So that's why we have double.
Then we can understand the next pasuk, what we asked. Leman tiskru v'asisem es kol mitzvosoi. Through this, you remember and do all the mitzvahs. Not only the positive mitzvahs, but it'll even protect you for the negative mitzvahs also. You will do all of my mitzvahs. Not only the positive mitzvahs, but even the negative mitzvahs also. If a person comes to this level, so then actually he will fulfill what the Mishnah Novice tells us. The Mishnah Novice states in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Who are you, Eimer? Rav Gamliel used to say, Ase retzeinei kitzonecho. Make your desire like his desire. Kedesh yase retzoncho kitzonecho. In order that he shall make his desire your desire. His desire. Ase retzeinei kitzonecho. Make his desire like your desire. In order that you shall make your desire like his. And nullify your desire before his, in order that he should nullify the desire of others before yours. Now it states two things here. Firstly, you shall make his desire your desire. This means that a person can develop in himself, he can grow to the level that he implants in himself Hashem's desire. He can grow to the level, he can train himself that his desires, Hashem's desires, become his desires. They do not conflict. This is referring to doing. This, for example, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, go study Torah. The person's too tired. He's not energetic enough. He has no ambition. He doesn't want to study Torah. Implant in yourself, not where you have to force yourself to do his mitzvahs, but where his desire for these mitzvahs become your desire. Where his desire is your desire. Therefore, you want to study Torah. You want to give tzedakah. You want to do his mitzvahs. Because you've implanted in yourself, you've trained yourself, that your desire is his desire. That's one half. Then it states, Batal retzeincho mipnei retzeinoi. Nullify your desire in the place of his desire. That's when they conflict. When Hashem tells you not to do something and you want to do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says don't steal and you want to go and steal. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you don't eat this and you want to go and eat it. So not that you should refrain from doing it, but you shall train yourself that you shall not want to do it. You shall nullify your desire before his desire, and you don't want to do it. See, that's the second half. In this way, a person doesn't have to always go against the desires of his heart. Rather, he implements in himself where the desires of his heart becomes the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, he desires. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to distance from, he wants to distance oneself from. So this is when he'll gaze at the tzitzis. It'll bring him to doing of the mitzvahs and it'll protect him from going after his eyes and heart in other directions. According to this, tzitzis then can bring a person to the fulfillment of all of the mitzvahs. And this is what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara again in Manoches and Mem Gimel Lamed Beis states, Shokel mitzvah tzitzis shokel keneged kol mitzvahs kula. The mitzvahs of tzitzis equal all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why? Because it states that through gazing at them, you will remember the mitzvahs and you will come to do them. And the Rashi brings
certain indications
to show that.
For example, he says that when you look at the tzitzis, you will be reminded of 613. Why? He says, for example, because the gematria of tzitzis is 600. See, tzitzis is tzadik yud, which is 100, and another tzadik yud is another 100, that's 200, and tof is 400, which is 600. So the gematria, the numerical value of tzitzis is 600. And then we have, on each corner, we have 8 strings. It's 4 double over. So that's 8. And on each tzitzis, we have 5 kshorim, 5 knots. So when you look at a tzitzis, you look at one tzitzis, you can add up 613. Because it's called tzitzis, and the numerical value of tzitzis is 600. And then you have 8 strings, 4 double over. So that's 8, and 5 knots, so it's 613. So he says, she's showing indications, Ramozim, how the looking of the tzitzis will remind you of the mitzvahs. But not only does it remind you of the mitzvahs, it reminds you of all of the mitzvahs. Uskatim is called mitzvahs Hashem. See, all of the mitzvahs. What to do and what not to do. And therefore, the Gemara says that you should be very careful with this mitzvah. Because it's shokul keneged kol mitzvahs kula. It's equal to all of the mitzvahs. Because it can remind you and bring you to all of this, to all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now, also, we'll answer another question with this. We ask that it states, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God. And it says it twice. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why do we need it twice? So the Gemara says as follows. Also the Gemara in Menachos. Gemara asks it. Why does it say it twice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's testifying. And he's testifying twice. He says, Ani Hashem, Ani hu she'osi lifra, I am the one, I testify, that I am the one who will punish you if you do something wrong. And the second Ani Hashem, I am God, I am testifying, she'osi l'shalim socher, that I will pay you reward for doing what is good. Here again we have this duality. That when you look at the tzitzis, it'll bring you to do good. And when you look at the tzitzis, it'll protect you from doing evil. You will not follow your eyes for evil. And Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I testify that if you do follow your eyes for evil, then I will pay you for it. I will punish you. And, Ani Hashem, I testify that if you follow your eyes for good, then I will pay you. Ani Hashem she'osid lifraya, v'ani Hashem she'osid l'shalim socher. Now, the Maral in his Sefer Avodas, in Nesiv Avoda, Perik Tesvov, and also in Hazagodes Hashas, in Menachos, he discusses this whole sugya. And he goes into it in a further level, a deeper level. Till now we explained why tzitzis is referred to as Ria.
Meitzis minarach hakarati.
To gaze. Because we see the power of tzitzis is in the power of Ria. You see, and you remember, and you do. And it protects you from seeing something you shouldn't see. And then your heart follows. But what's the definition? We said there was another definition to the tzitzis.
Tzitz hasoder. Tzitz reishi.
Something that grows. What does that mean? She says as follows. The tzitzis on the garment, this represents something which grows, something which extends. The garment is a covering for the person. See, the talus, the Gemara says, has to be a beged. It has to be something which is a garment of a person. And that covers the person. So therefore, this is a symbol of something that grows from the body. Torah says, take a garment which covers the body, and on that put tzitzis. Tzitzis is something which grows. Tzitzis is the word something, a growth, an outgrowth. And then when you look at it, that will be a sign and a symbol of something which grows from the person. Now, what kind of sign will it be? What will it refer to, that grows from the person? We said tzitz is the word growth, as it states. Tzitz is roshi, tzitz hasode. So we put the tzitzis on the beged, on the garment. And the garment represents something which covers the body. So this is a symbol of something that's growing from the body. What grows from the body? What do the tzitzis represent? The tzitzis represents kol mitzvah Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem. So this is a hairah. This is a symbol, a sign, that what grows from the body are the mitzvahs of Hashem. What is meant by that? Something very, very deep. What grows from a tree? Fruit. What grows from the field? Vegetation. What grows from the body? If the body was physical, only physical, then it should have physical fruit. Just like from a field will grow wheat, from a tree will grow fruit. But the body is not only physical. The body was made ofer min adoma, it was made from the dust of the earth. But also it was given a nefesh, a life, and it was given a spirit, a soul, a mind. So what are the fruits of the body, of the human being? The main fruits of the human being are the mitzvahs Hashem. If he's merely going to produce physical growth, he's going to produce hair, he's going to produce fingernails, physical growth. And that's the growth, the aspect of the body that came from the dust of the earth. But what about the aspect of the body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him into man? And this is the Bechir HaNivroim, this was the greatest creation. If he's merely going to grow physical produce, he didn't have to become such a creation for that. So the answer is, what he grows is mitzvahs. That's what it states. It states by the Chazal. It says, Peirison shel Odom is maisim tovim. The fruits of man are his deeds. This is what he grows. So this is what the tzitzis tell us. Tzitzis are something which are extending from the garment. And they're called tzitz, al shem, tzitzis reishi, tzitz hasodeh, an outgrowth. And it covers the body as a sign that something must grow from the body, just as it grows from the field. But what must grow from the body? What do the tzitzis represent? Called mitzvahs Hashem, the mitzvahs of Hashem. This is the main growth of the body. These are the peiros, the fruits of the body. And in addition, this is illustrated through a garment. The Gemara tells us, what is the purpose of a garment? Well, we would think the purpose of a garment is to cover one's nakedness. No, the purpose is more. The Gemara says that the purpose of the garment is to give honor to the person. Yechanan used to say, more in Masechta Shabbos, that he never referred to his garments as garments, but as what is giving honor to me. See, when we dress up, sometimes you could go in some faraway deserts or way out of civilization, and you'll find that people there are not very particular on what they dress with, as long as it covers their nakedness.
But that's already Eina Min HaYishuv. It's not civilization. When you speak of civilization, people didn't merely use a garment to cover themselves, but they were very particular in what kind of garments they wore, because it beautified the person. It gave honor to the person. The clothing was honor for the person. And why must you give honor to the person? Animals don't. Animals don't, not particularly. You never find them in the shops picking out neckties or trying on suits or dresses. Why must you give honor to the person? This, the sages tell us, honor is due to the person because he's made B'Tselem Elokim. Because of B'Tselem Elokim. If he was not made in the image of Hashem, then you won't have to give him honor. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man in his image, therefore is due to him honor. And therefore he's particular about the clothing that he wears. See, that it should be honorable for him, should beautify him. Incidentally, we're speaking of Chutz Min HaYishuv, this you can find in the campuses too today, of the type of clothing that they wear, that they're giving honor to the Tzelem Elokim. Now, so this shows something else than the tzitzis, the talis. The talis is a sign, a symbol, that this is a garment which one dresses himself in, because he is not merely a, like you would say in Yiddish, a shtick erd. He is not merely a piece of earth that he was made from, but he was made B'Tselem Elokim. If he was made B'Tselem Elokim, in the image of Hashem, then what should his fruits be? His fruits should not be the carrots and the radishes and the cucumbers that come out of the earth, but his fruit should be the mitzvahs of Hashem. So this is what the talis tells us. The talis is a garment which covers a person because it gives people dress to give honor to themselves. And people are due honor because they're made with B'Tselem Elokim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Al kanfei v'gdeichem, on the corners of your garments of Klal Yisrael, because they came to such a level, they must put on tzitzis. Tzitzis, the word tzitz, is an outgrowth. So it would be a constant reminder, what should be the growths, what should be the fruits of Yisrael? The fruits of Yisrael should be tzitzis, which represent kol mitzvahs Hashem. Fruits of the earth, that can be vegetables. The fruits of a tree, that can be fruit. The fruits of an animal, that can be something else. But the fruits of Yisrael, that's kol mitzvahs Hashem, because they come to the level of being mekabel mitzvahs. Now, if we go further, actually, you can only recognize, you can only actually see what something is through the fruits of it. Maral writes, for example, you go look at a piece of earth. What do you see? You see nothing. Look at a piece of barren earth, you don't see anything. It's desolate. But when it gives forth its fruits, all of a sudden, vegetation comes. Trees come from it. Fruits come from it. Or look at a tree in the wintertime. You see nothing. You see a tree which is barren of leaves and greenery and fruit, and it's dried up. You see nothing. All of a sudden, the summer comes, the spring and the summer. And all types of foliage comes and greenery, and all types of luscious fruits. You're wondering, where did it come from all of a sudden? Now you look at a piece of dry land in the winter, and there's nothing, and all of a sudden the spring comes in the summer, and it starts to give forth all of its abundance of fruits and vegetables. Now you can see what it is. Before you couldn't. You looked at this barren tree, you couldn't see what it is. Now you see that it's an apple tree, or it's an orange tree. You see differently. The same thing with the earth. People can an object can be recognized only through the fruits, because then it's showing you what its power is inside. But before it gives its fruits, so the power that it has inside, it's holding concealed. When you look at a dry piece of earth, it has that power to give forth vegetation, but you can't see it because it's concealing that power. And that power is there only in a state of potential energy. But when it actually gives forth its vegetation, there you see the active energy. It's come into reality. Oh, now you can see it. So he says the same thing with a person. You can't see who a person is. By looking at a person, you don't know what he is. You look at his achievements. You look at his deeds. You look at what his wisdom is. See what he can produce. Well, now you see. Now you see who Reuben is. Now you can see Shimon. Because before it was all concealed, it was a pent up, concealed potential energy that never came into reality of the world. So it was hidden from the eye. But now when it comes out, you can see it. Now with this, we can understand what we asked, that why art sitzes. We say it has two definitions. It has a definition of something growing, and it has a definition of seeing something. Why does the same word have these two definitions? Now we see that they're linked together. You only see when something gives out its growth, because then it comes into the world. But when something conceals its growth, then it's not in the active world yet. For example, a seed. You see a seed, what do you see? Nothing. But when the seed gives forth its energy, the seed becomes a tree, and the tree gives out fruit. Well, now you see something else. You see something in the seed that you didn't see before. That's why tzitz is a word that shares two meanings. Tzitz means tzitz hasode, tzitz is reishi, a growth, and also it means beitzis min acharakim, to see. Because the only time you can actually see what something is or see who someone is only when he shows you his growth. But if he doesn't show you his growth, then you cannot see. So therefore, the Torah says, take a talis, take a garment which covers the person. And why should it cover the person? Because he's made B'Tzelem Elokim. He's not just a piece of earth, but he was made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the highest level possible in his image. And put tzitzis on, which will be a sign to him that just like these tzitzis extend, they grow from the garment, so must something grow from him all of the time. But what must grow from him? It's not merely physical earth, the physical fruits must come from him, but fruits must come from him which are at the level of the image of Hashem that he is. And that are mitzvahs Hashem. And the tzitzis represent kol mitzvahs Hashem, all of the mitzvahs of Hashem. So therefore, when he sees the tzitzis, he will realize this is his fruit. This is him. It's not enough that he does nothing. He is only worth what he does. He's not worth what potential achievement he has. You could have an example, a man who has enormous musical talent, but never used it. So what is he? He lived and he died. Never used it. Never created anything with it. The same thing, each individual, the Tzelem Elokim, was given enormous spiritual talent. But that's nothing. The fact that he has spiritual talent, so what? There are many people that were born in this world with spiritual talent, and they died in this world with spiritual talent, and it was never tapped. Never used. But if he produces with it, oh, now we can see who he is. He's not like a piece of land that was never used, was never fertilized, was never seeded. And that's the tzitzis coming out of the garment, which represent kol mitzvahs Hashem, and that must come from him all of the time, every day. And Uri Sam, then he can see. So that's why this word shares two meanings. And also what is very good, and the Gemara refers to tzitzis as edus. Just like we said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is edus, also tzitzis is edus, it calls it. Testimony. Because that's the purpose of an aid. What is the purpose of a witness? The witness tells what he sees. He saw something, he has to see. And then he testifies as to what he sees. Now with this, we can answer another question. It states that when the person will remember, he will gaze at the tzitzis and he will remember them and remember the mitzvahs and he will do them. It states, V'yisem k'deishim lelekechem. He will be sanctified to Hashem. Well, now we understand what that means. V'yisem k'deishim lelekechem, he will be sanctified to Hashem. Because before that, he was a piece of earth. If he has no outgrowth at a spiritual level, so then he's merely a piece of earth. He was made from the earth, and he remains earth. But, and at the level of the earth. But if he will look at the tzitzis, and through this he will remember the mitzvahs and do the mitzvahs, and he will start giving forth spiritual achievements, now he won't be earth. He'll be Yisem Kedeshim Lelekechem. He will be sanctified to Hashem. The Gemara brings in Menachos. Gemara brings a case to show just how much tzitzis can sanctify a person. And that Mem Dalet, it states, if you want to see what tzitzis can do and what reward it can bring to the person, say Luman mimitzit tzitzis maisa bodem echod. There was a person, shohi zoye bimitzit tzitzis, that he was very careful with mitzvah tzitzis. Now this person, as we'll see later, he was a person that learned. And he was very careful with the mitzvahs of tzitzis. Shoma, but one day he heard, sheyesh zeine bekroche ayom. He heard that there was a very, very beautiful woman. A beauty of international level. Very beautiful woman. Bekroche ayom. Who lived far away. And she was a zayin. She was a prostitute. But because her beauty was so outstanding, so she only dealt with nobility, with princes, very, very wealthy people. She used to demand for her price. Her fee was 400 pieces of gold, which was an enormous price. Now this person, he heard about her, he heard, and he became tempted. So Shigula Arba Meazubim, he saved up 400 pieces of gold and he sent it to her. Kovalus Man, and he made an appointment with her and he traveled to this place. Then the Gemara tells us when he was allowed in. So the Gemara brings that it was with royalty. She spread for him 7 spreads, 6 out of silver and 1 out of gold. Then, just as he was about to commit an avera, the avera, his tzitzis came. The top alpon, tzitzis came and slapped him in the face, because he was always very careful with mitzvah tzitzis. So he ran from her. He ran from her and he ran to the other side of the room, and he sat down on the floor and he wouldn't talk to her. Now she never experienced something like this in her life. Kings came to her. So she said, "Gapa shul remi." Omrele gafishol remi sheini menichachto maniches sheini meniach ad sheteme li mamum reisoboy bi. She says, by the life of the Caesar, I am not letting you leave my palace until you tell me what did you see in me that made you despise me. See some type of imperfection or something. See, to her, this was an experience. So he says, Aveda, I swear to you, Le'ri'isi isha yofe kemesach. I have never seen such a beautiful woman like you in my life. So don't take it personally. Ela mitzvah achas sivonu Hashem elekeinu. But there's a one mitzvah that Hashem has that our God has commanded us. It's Tzitzis Shema, and its name is Tzitzis. Uksiv bo, and it's written in the parashas of Tzitzis, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Shtei Pomi. In the parashas of Tzitzis, it's written, I am the Lord your God, twice. Why twice? Because Hashem gives testimony like two eidos, like two witnesses. Ani hu she'osi lifra, v'ani hu she'osi l'shalim schocher. He testifies, I am the one who will pay you. If you do something wrong, I will punish you. And I am the one who will give you reward if you do something good. And now, the tzitzis stood up against me like four witnesses. Four witnesses came to testify that I was doing something wrong to Hashem. These were the four tzitzis. And therefore, I have to leave. Now, she was shocked. Because she was used to dealing with all of the Roman Caesars and Roman nobilities and so forth and so on. And this was shocking to her. So she said, Omra lei eni manichacho at shetemeli mashmecho. She says, I'm not going to leave you go until you tell me what your name is. Uma shem yircho, uma shem rabuch, uma shem idroshcho. See, she told, he evidently understood, she understood that he was Jewish and he was learned and so forth. So she said, I'm not going to leave here until you tell me your name and your city and your Rebbe's name and the name of the Beis HaMedrash, the name of the shul that you belong to. Shatolamat Beit Hera, the name of the Beis HaMedrash where you study Torah. So Kosev and Osem Yodim. So he wrote down the information and he gave it to her. Omdo. See, he left.
He left.
Cost him 400 pieces of gold, but he left. After he left, now she was a very wealthy woman. After he left, Onda Vichilka Kol Nichoseho. After he left, the next day she got up. She went to her lawyers and she disbanded with 2/3 of all her possessions. Shlish Lemalchus. 1/3 of all of her wealth she gave to the kings, to the government. Rashi, and Tesis explain why, Rashi. Because she told them that she told the kings and Caesars that she's going to become Jewish. And they won't allow her to. So she says, here, take it. And they were satisfied. She gave them 1/3 of all of her wealth. Shlish lani, another 1/3 she gave to the poor. Shlish notla biyodo. And then 1/3 she took for herself. Chutz me'eis and matzois. And then she also took all of the silver and gold spreads that she had used to entice him. Vosel beis midrashi shel rebchiyah. She went to the beis of medrash of rebchiyah. Omra le Rebbe, tziva alai ve'asuni geyores. She said, Rebbe, tell me what to do in order that I can become a geyores. So Rebchiya said, my daughter, is it possible that one of my Talmidim have caught your eye, caught your fancy, and this is why you want to become a guy, and we are commanded that we're not allowed to accept Gerim under such conditions. It has to be L'shem Shemaim, they have to be Megar, because they want to become part of Klal Yisrael, Tachas Kanfei Shechina, under Hashem, not just because they've been attracted by one of my Talmidim. So she said, Heitzia ksami yoda venosnloi. So she took out the paper and gave it to him, and she told him the whole story. Omalei lechiski b'mekhecho. He said, good enough. I'll be megayu, and go for it, she said. Go after him. She went and she married this person. She was megayu and went and married this person. And all of the spreads that she had used for Aveira, she used under permissible conditions with him. So Mora says, this is the schar mitzvah of tzitzis in this world. What would be the schar in the next world? Any idea? That's something we don't know. See?
But if this is the
reward in this world, then we can understand what's in the next world. So here it shows, here it states as to what does it mean, that the person is at the level of the earth, but through the tzitzis, and he understands what the achievements of man are, what are his fruits, and he remembers all of the fruits and he fulfills all of these mitzvahs, then you will be sanctified to me. See, then you become Israel. Now, one final note. Now this, what we're speaking about actually, is Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim, accepting the Malchus Hashem. Because the Malchus Hashem, what does it mean, Malchus Hashem? Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are commands. Who has commanded a servant? And who commands a servant? The king. So when we say that tzitzis represents the seeing and the remembering and the doing of all of the mitzvahs Hashem, in other words, we're speaking of Malchus Shemayim, that we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. And since he's the Melech, he's the Metzaveh, so therefore he's the commander. And he's the Metzaveh and we're the Metzuvah and we are the Avodim. This is what tzitzis represents. And that's what the Gemara tells us. What it tells us, also on Mem Gimel, Seif Amad Beis, what it says, Hoyer Me'ayim, Rebbeir would say, Manishtan et Tcheles Mikol Minei Tzavuni. Why did the Torah choose Tcheles? It says we learned there has to be Lovin, the white ones, and the Tcheles. Now the Tcheles we said was with the blood of this chalozin, this fish, this rare fish that would come up once every 70 years. Why did the Torah command that? Because the color of the tchelis is like the sea, the yam demel rekia, and the sea is the color of the sky. The rekia, and the rekia is demel esapir, and the sky is the color of a sapir, of a sapphire stone. The sapir, and the sapphire stone, is the color of the Kisei HaKovid, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne. As it states, V'tachas raglov k'maisei livnas ha-sapir, u'ke'etzem ha-shamayim le-tohar. When they saw the heavens open up at the giving of the Torah, and they saw there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they could see his throne, and his throne was like the stone of a sapphire. Or like it states, k'mare even sapir dumus kisei. It states in Yechezkel, when he saw the heavens open up, he saw the throne, an image of a throne which was like a sapphire. So what do we say? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose this? It's because it will remind him of the sea. And then the sea will remind him of the heaven, of the sky. And the sky will remind him of a sapphire. And the sapphire remind him of a throne. So what will it remind him of? Of a throne. What is the throne, the Maral says? This is the Malchus Hashem. It will remind him of Malchus Hashem. Because mitzvahs is Malchus Hashem, that he's the Melech. And then the Gemara tells us also here, the Gemara states, Reb Shimon Michai Omer, Reb Shimon Michai said, Kol hazoris b'mitzvah zu, zeichu mekabel p'nei Shechina. Whoever is careful with this mitzvah will see the Shechina. He'll see the Melech. Ksiv hocher yisem eishai. It says here, you shall see the tzitzis, uksiv hosem es Hashem elakecho tira. And it states that es Hashem shemelakecho tiro, that see evidently they're dashing here, it says urisem esoy, and there it says es Hashem elakecho tiro, that you shall see Hashem, you shall see and fear Hashem, and him you shall serve. So whoever is careful with tzitzis will come to, as much as possible, see the Shechina. See, so this is the Malchus Hashem. So that answers the final question. We ask, what does it have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? He said, you shall see the tzitzis, and ani Hashem lakecha ma'asher hotzeitzis kam me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem that has taken you out of Egypt. The answer to that is because Malchus Hashem Hashem became king when he took it out of Mitzrayim. That's when Amzu Konisha. Rashi brings it in Chumash here. Amzu Konisha, that's when he acquired us. That's when we became his Avodim and he became our king. So therefore, when we see the tzitzis, we see the Melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the king, and that was B'Yitzis Mitzrayim. So this answers the questions that we asked. We asked, why does the same word tzitzis have two definitions? A definition to see and a definition of a growth. And then we asked, why did it say both the positive and the negative, that you shall see the tzitzis and you shall do, and then you shouldn't do? And then we asked, again it says, Laman tiskru v'asisem es kol mitzvisrei, and v'isem kedoshim, you become sanctified, and ani Hashem elokeichem, base pomim twice, and why this is dependent on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let me just close with the final halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam concludes the Hilchos Tzitzis by saying as follows. Afal pishein odem mechuyur liknois leitalis ulisatir bo. We're not obligated to buy a four-cornered garment. The Torah states that if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, then you must put tzitzis on. But you're not obligated to go and buy a four-cornered garment in order that you should have to put tzitzis on. Or we're not obligated by the Torah to wear a talis. The Torah says if you're wearing a talis, then you have to put tzitzis on the four corners. But you don't have to go and buy a talis. So he says, even though one is not obligated, but an odem chosid, chosid is someone who is very, very careful in doing mitzvahs and does even more than he's obligated to. So he says, a person though who is strives to do even more, he should not free himself though of having the four-cornered garment in order that he should put tzitzis on. He should always try to make the effort that he should be wearing a garment that has four corners in order that he should have to put tzitzis on, and in order to fulfill this mitzvah, because this mitzvah is such an important mitzvah. During the tefillah, he has to be careful than this, even more so. This is where our custom comes, that we wear a talis during tefillah, because to make sure that we have the tzitzis on. Because many they didn't wear four cornered garments, so they didn't have tzitzis. But he says b'shasa tefillah, at least during tefillah, this we should be very careful. Then he brings genai godol hu l'talmid chachomim shispalu lehem ena atufim, and it's a disgrace for talmid chachomim to daven, and they do not have talisiman. Although for the talis godel, that's the minig of the Ashkenazim, is only the married ones wear the talisim. Although the minig of Sfadim are, is that from the time they were bar mitzvah, they would wear talisim. La'elam ye odem zoye b'mitzvah tzitzis. Now, why should a person be so careful with mitzvah tzitzis? Sharei akosav shokla v'tol be'kol ha'mitzvahs, because the Torah compares this to all of the mitzvahs of Hashem, as it states, urisem esoy uschatem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. You shall see these tzitzis, and through this you shall remember all mitzvahs of Hashem.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.